Markets stabilize after some of the worst falls since 2008. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. European markets are following Asia higher. The pan-European Stock 600 index is rallying 3%. U.S. stock futures are up 4%, and Brent crude is up 3.5%. Safe haven gold and government bond yields are moving lower. The last few days have been quite the roller coaster. So, to make sense of it, we called Karen Ward, Chief Market Strategist at J.P. Morgan Asset Management. My first question was, what do record low bond yields mean?
It's good news and bad news for investors. So what's happening is the central banks are demonstrating they are willing to flex their monetary muscle. They're willing to very quickly and preemptively reduce policy rates. That does provide some comfort to some degree. Bonds are doing exactly what you want them to do, which is to go up in price when stock prices are falling and therefore support the overall value of a portfolio.
When it comes to stocks, though, yesterday, several European benchmarks enter bear market territory. That's a 20% fall from a recent high. How significant is that?
Well, I think the market is demonstrating extraordinary volatility. And that really, I think, does represent the expectation that the COVID-19 virus is going to have a significant impact on corporate earnings. But the market does appear to be gapping, and we do have to ask ourselves why that is. It probably, to some degree, is a lack of liquidity. We know there have been, since the last financial crisis, some quite significant changes to regulation to make the financial system over the long term safer. But over the short term, that may mean that that illiquidity creates this large, significant intraday moves.
And liquidity is one of those terms that we hear a lot when things get rough in the markets. It's just the ability to match buyers and sellers.
That's exactly right. It's the ability to enter the market and sell or purchase the asset that you hold or that you're after easily. If you come to the market and want to sell something like a very illiquid corporate bond and there aren't any people out there willing to buy at that moment, it's very hard for you to, at that point, assess the price. And that's why you get these big intraday moves.
Karen Ward, Chief Market Strategist at J.P. Morgan Asset Management. Thanks so much for helping us work through this.
Pleasure.
Let's zoom in on Italy, the nation most affected by coronavirus after China. Though stocks there are rebounding today, the government has imposed the most severe restrictions on public life since World War II to try and contain the outbreak. The BBC's Bethany Bell talked to businesses in Bologna about how they're dealing with disruption.
In a cobbled, porticoed square surrounded by magnificent Renaissance palaces, Domenico, who works in the hotel trade in Bologna, told me he's not worried about the virus, but about the way the government is handling it.
The Italian government has been very honest with everybody and for finding people and so on. But we are paying, you know, a very, very high price for this, so I'm not happy.
You work in tourism, which is, of course, a big industry here in Bologna, here in Italy in general. How's it being impacted? What are you noticing?
It's a nightmare. Consider that was supposed to be the ice season. So, and especially this week, this time, March is one of the best months for us. And everything has been cancelled.
Inside Bologna's great Basilica Church, there are a few visitors looking at the frescoes and one or two people praying. But there are signs up saying Mass has been cancelled for fear of the virus. Outside in the piazza, though, life goes on as normal. There are people sunning themselves on the steps of the church, and the cafes are full. But things are very different just a bit further north in Piacenza. Speaking via smartphone, Jane Upchurch, who lives there with her family, says this is a very uncertain time.
It is affecting us in lots of ways. They've told us to go out as little as possible.
At a pub in Bologna, people seated at safe distances from each other watch a football match on TV, played in an empty stadium. But Giovanni is philosophical.
We are not scared. Do I see this impacting our lives? Yes, of course it does. But, you know, as Italians, of course, we are optimistic and we also believe there is a second chance for everybody, for sure.
That's optimistic soccer fan Giovanni talking to the BBC's Bethany Bell there. Before coronavirus last year, Italy's growth was already anemic. With emergency measures already in place now, what more can the government do? Lorenzo Codogna is former chief economist at the Italian Treasury and founder of LC Macro Advisors.
I think the key issue for the Italian government is to respond very quickly, make some spending in the near term, whatever is necessary to stop the virus, and make sure that this extra spending is temporary.
What kind of spending do they need to do?
Well, they need to fix something in terms of the healthcare system, because clearly the healthcare system is under stress. Moreover, they need to make sure that there is no liquidity crisis. In other words, they need to make sure that companies don't fail because of a mismatch in terms of cash flows. Luckily enough, Italy has experience with these things. And 2011, when there was the sovereign debt crisis, Italy had to face also liquidity issues for the companies. And so put in motion some provisions to postpone the payment of taxes, make sure that the banks can actually extend extra credit to the companies. So banks, if they are sure that a small part of the loan is guaranteed by the government, are more willing to extend the credit to the companies.
Lorenzo Codogno, founder of LC Macro Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Still have questions about what's going on in the global economy? Tweet me at Victoria Craig. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.